Part 2 of the Hanukkah story. Events that sparked the Chashmonai revolt. While Antiochus was abroad fighting the Egyptians, a rumor spread among the Jews that he had died in battle. Jason, taking advantage of this report, attacked Jerusalem, massacred many Jews, and drove Menelaus from power. However, Antiochus returned to Jerusalem, incensed at Jason's affront to his authority. The king massacred some 40,000 Jews, restored Menelaus to power, and despoiled the Beis HaMikdash of all remaining holy vessels, including the golden table and menorah. Encouraged by the Hellenists, Antiochus also instituted harsh decrees aimed at destroying the Jewish religion, effectively plunging the Jewish people into a terrible spiritual exile in their own country. Indeed, the 3 years of 3594 to 3597 of Antiochus's evil decrees are among the blackest in Jewish history. Despite the fact that the Jews dwelled in their land and the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. After plundering the Beis HaMikdash, Antiochus turned it into a pagan temple. The divine service was abolished and statues of Greek idols were set up. On the 25th of Kislev 3594, hogs were offered on the altar to Greek gods. Possessions of the scriptures were forbidden, and any Jew found studying them was cruelly executed. Observance of the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and circumcision was punishable by torture and death. Why did the Greeks object so greatly to these three mitzvos? Clearly, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and circumcision represented the ultimate challenge to the Greek worldview that man is the center of the universe and solely determines right and wrong. Ideas in direct contrast to Greek philosophy. As a final insult, in order to attack the sanctity of the Jewish family, the Greeks decreed that prior to her wedding, a bride must be violated by the local Greek official, in some ways the single most abhorrent edict of all. Many Jews died resisting these terrible decrees. Women caught circumcising their children were executed in gruesome fashion, along with their innocent infants and entire families. An elderly Rabbi Elazar was killed for refusing to eat pork, indeed for refusing to eat kosher meat and pretend it was pig's flesh. A woman, Chana, allowed her 7 sons to die horribly in her presence rather than submit to idol worship. The distraught mother then hurled herself off a roof. Stories such as these fired the Jewish people, giving them the fortitude to withstand the terrible persecutions and to revolt.